قرآن كويست. Yes, please.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني،
غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all you brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we discuss the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. Sheikh Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for giving us your time.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My time is for the service of Islam and the satisfaction of Ahlul Bayt, inshallah.
May God bless your life. Thank you very much for all the contribution that you do for our community. So, Sheikh Habib, we are on chapter Mary, and we've arrived on verse 71. Let's listen to verse 71 and we'll be back for a discussion.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وإن منكم
and there is none of you except he will come to it. This is upon your Lord an inevitability decreed. Then we will save those who feared Allah and leave the wrongdoers within it on their knees.
You're back on IRIB English Radio. You just listened to verses 71 and 72 of the Holy Quran, of chapter Mary of the Holy Quran. So interesting, the verse says that there is none of you but will come to it, a matter that is a decided certainty with your Lord. So it here is apparently hellfire, is that true? A lot of people seem like good guys. Why would everybody be going to hell?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. When it comes to this verse and the second verse, the ones that our audience listened to, there's actually kind of a debate on the meaning of the two verses, and it really goes down to understanding the meaning of ورود. Some of them translated into enter. Some of them give it a different meaning. There's a difference between entering and wurud. Wurud, it means like you're on the, you know, where you're before entering, that status.
At
the entrance, you could say. And therefore, there are two different types of explanations to this verse. The first one, the first interpretation, is that people don't enter into hell. Rather, what happens to them is that they are before
they stand
entrance.
In
they're
the
standing
entrance.
On the entrance. They see hell, and there's this one narration available in Tafsir al-Qumi that states that don't you Arab state waradna ala ma'i fulan, that we have entered the doors or we're at the doors of the river of this tribe, and you guys don't say we enter it, and you don't say wa. So therefore, that's the first interpretation. It means that you guys are on the that all creations will be on the door of hell, to see it, to witness it with their own eyes, to see the people who fall into it and whatnot.
To see what could have happened if you had disobeyed God.
Yes. And for those who were there, that they will, you know...
they will actually experience
it beforehand, and, you know, well, it will happen to them. Then the second interpretation is that, no, we will enter it.
Just before we go to the second interpretation, let's take a short break, and we'll be back for further discussions. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 71 from chapter Mary. So verse 71 is saying that you're all going to go to hell. But you said that the first explanation is that not everyone actually goes to hell, but they stand at the entrance where they can see hell but not experience it and understand the favor that God subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed to them by saving them, by giving them salvation and His mercy. What is the second explanation? Like I said, because a lot of people seem like good people, why should they go to hell?
Who says that entering hell always means that there's punishment? That's the second interpretation, actually, that the good and the bad will enter hell, but the people who do not deserve punishment will not feel the pain, but rather they would see the punishments that the people are going through. Thus, it will make them more, you know, happy and more glad and satisfied that they're not going to stay in this place, and rather they're going to go to paradise.
That they spent their life in obedience and faith.
They didn't receive any punishment. All they did was go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also, you know, aided with the fact that the concept of as-sirat, you know, that walk that we have to take on, that path that we have to take. And in some narrations that explains in details what is the sirat, and inshallah ta'ala, when we reach with our great, 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 great grandchildren the topic of Surah Al-Fatiha, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about as-sirat and the details that it has.
And another question is, might it be addressing the wrongdoers only? But that kind of seems to be answered by the next verse. ثُمَّ نُنْجِ الَّذِينَ تَقُوا.
Exactly. The second interpretation is aided, and the verses that come actually answers your question and aids the second interpretation. And we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating that He will not leave the believers in there, rather He will save them and let them enter paradise. And He will talk more, inshallah ta'ala, about it in the coming verses. And moreover, what will He do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave the disbelievers in hell on their knees.
That's actually the next question I want to ask. What is on their knees trying to demonstrate here? Is it helplessness?
Exactly. Like, this is something linguistically loved by me. This is very beautiful. The fact that not only in Arabic, but also in the English language, this expression is available. On their knees, which means showing weakness. When someone is on their knees, it means it gives that this person is weak. This person is humbled. This person needs aid. This person is powerless. That's the meaning of bring them to their knees, or they are on their knees. And that's the meaning here of the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave the kafirin, will leave the disbelievers, will leave the infidels. And of course, I emphasize it, and I always emphasize it, and I will continue to emphasize it. This is a special kind of infidel. This is a special kind of disbeliever. We're taking out the mustad'af kind of disbeliever out of the picture. So this is the people that were arrogant to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, who had shirk, who had disbelief out of knowledge. they will be in the status after being all well powerful and being, you know, and giving
being the pharaoh, being the king,
exactly, oppressing the Muslims at the time and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they will be in that status in the day of judgment,
in a place of complete submission and completely surrendered to God subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no power whatsoever.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a break now, and we'll be back after the break for the last part of today's episode. Don't miss it.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 71 and 72 of chapter Mary of the Holy Quran. So we said that everyone is going to enter hell. Of course, it might just mean standing at the entrance of hell, but understanding what they have been saved from. Basically, God will save the people who are not deemed to be in hell, and they'll understand what they've been saved from. When we're saying everybody, do we mean everybody, everybody? Like, does it include the messengers, the imams, the righteous people?
Yes, it's general. It's unconditioned. And there are a couple of sayings actually about it available in Nur al-Thaqalain. The Prophet ﷺ states that the fire of hell tells the believer on the day of judgment, take your walk, keep on going, move. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned off my heat with your light. So that's one aid to the second interpretation, like we stated. There's also another one that states that there will be every good and bad person, evil and wicked and good person will enter hell. And the mu'min, and it will be for the mu'min, bardan wa salama, cold and safe, like how it was for Abraham. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the believers and will leave the disbelievers in it. And that's also available in Nur al-Thaqalain, volume 3, page 253. So the idea of a mu'min, a believer, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I don't know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, all of them, going through, you could say like going through hell to look at it, like an amusement park, you could say a museum. I think that's the best example I could bring up. You know, to look, to see.
And to find out, okay, and what is the philosophy behind this everyone passing through? We touched on it, but we didn't really get deep into it.
So what I want to say here is that when you see the unprivileged, when you see people who have loss, who have need, when you see someone who lost their child, for example, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong the life of your loved ones, you understand that blessing, you understand that a feeling that you get from seeing these blessings and these na'am from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start to recognize them more, you start to appreciate them more, you start to, you know, be happy with them more. And this is just something for the believers, that when you see the punishment that people will fall into for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for going the straight path, you will be more satisfied, you will be more happy with the rewards that you gain. And for me, it's enough to give me a present. You know, chocolate bar would make me happy. So how about paradise? So how about seeing what people were missing out on?
And I think that it also makes you appreciate God's mercy as well.
Exactly.
Much more.
And at the same time, it really just humbles those who are trying to the oppressors in this world.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have with Sheikh Habib. It's always nice to sit with him and talk about the Quran. If you missed our program, don't worry. You can always download an archive from our website. Simply search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio and you can find an archive of all our episodes ready for downloading. Until next week and a lot of Quran reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الظاهرون